This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This week, the Alabama Senate voted to regulate ride-hailing services such as Uber and Lyft. But first, a House committee endorsed legislation sponsored by Representative Lynn Greer that would allow people at church to defend themselves with guns. Similar bills are advancing in states from Florida to Virginia. Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM Gigi Duban not all churches are on board.
When they spoke out at a committee meeting recently, there seemed to be sort of mixed reviews from church people. Representative Greer says all of the church people he's talked with, both in his district and out, have been supportive, but there have been others who've come forward and say they want to keep the church as a place of worship and as a place of holiness, as one minister put it, and bringing guns in and these sorts of things they feel would take away from that reverent atmosphere. So sort of a mixed bag reaction where churches are concerned.
There's news for people who use ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. The House passed a bill this week regulating those companies. Tell us what this means.
This bill would extend ride-sharing programs across the state. It would set up regulations to where they could operate around the state. Right now, companies like Uber and Lyft operate in several major cities around the state, and they are subject to regulations according to those local municipalities or counties, sort of a patchwork of regulations. This bill would establish set overall general regulations under which they would operate statewide. And one of the beauties of this legislation, as seen by the sponsor and those who support it, is that these ride-sharing companies could expand into more rural, underserved areas, which really have some serious transportation needs. And even people in those rural areas would be able to enjoy the service.
And with the expansion of these services into rural areas, there's money in it for those local governments where these rides are taking place. There's also money in it for the state public service commission. This is the same body that sets the rates we pay for power or gas. And under the bill, for each fare these ride-sharing companies collect, the public service commission would take 1%, and then they keep up to half of all that money. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, the PSC would serve as the overall regulator of this industry, as it does the others that you mentioned, and it would be able to keep up to 50% of the revenues as the cost of regulating this particular new industry. And the rest of it, of course, it would turn over to the local municipalities and county governments for their portion of it.
I'm curious, Don, 50% of all of those fees for the Public Service Commission, did that strike anyone at all who's been involved in these discussions as excessive?
It has been addressed numerous times in the debate of this bill. Some people I have heard have called it excessive. Others have called it reasonable, given the cost that will be incurred by the Public Service Commission in administering these laws and administering this new arm, so to speak, which would be the ride-sharing companies.
Will people using Uber and Lyft notice any difference as far as the rates they pay for rides or how easy or hard it is to find a ride?
I haven't heard anyone who is associated with this legislation, either the sponsors or anybody who supports it, say that they think that it would affect rates to existing Uber or Lyft customers across the state. There have been many who have wondered aloud during the debate of this legislation whether that might actually take place. But the intent is not to affect the rates, and the sponsors of this legislation don't believe that it will.